Doctor says anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Rod says, my wife, Tracy, and I had some iron pig this last weekend. Good stuff. Greatly appreciate that. Also, I want to remind you, this segment brought to you by Generac. Rich Foley just sent me a text message. Any Generac units purchased before May 12th will come with a 7-year extended warranty. This will cover all maintenance, changing of the oil, anything that needs to be done to maintain the unit. It is a $775 value. It is included in the price of the unit. So if you'd like more information, give Rich a text or a phone call, 989-306-3656. Pretty impressive. Purchase it by May 12th, get a 7-year free warranty. No maintenance responsible out of your pocket. They'll pay for it all. You get the warranty included in the price. Give them a call for all the details. Shifting gears, going over to Lansing, kind of interesting because they want to focus on this upcoming election this month. Well, in the meantime, the governor, state of Michigan, signed a bill package that is very interesting in the way it treats surrogates. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed a package of bills lifting the ban on surrogacy contracts for compensation. I saw this story and I'm like, what the heck is this all about? Surrogate parenting contracts, agreements between prospective parents and individuals willing to carry their fetus, will no longer be considered void and unenforceable, made possible by a new Michigan statute passed by the legislature, signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer yesterday morning. So what is this story all about? What are they talking about? Since September of 1988, Michigan has followed the Surrogate Parenting Act, listing agreements involving a surrogate carrier as contrary to public policy and penalizing those who entered a contract for compensation with a $10,000 one-year misdemeanor. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 18,400 infants have been born through a gestational carrier, someone who carries the baby without sharing a genetic link to them. Following an embryo transfer between 1999 and 2013. Well, Gretchen Whitmer signed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 House bills. HB5207 through HB5215, which eliminated the nearly 36-year-old ban on surrogate parenting contracts for compensation. Legislation establishes a new system authorizing and regulating surrogate agreements in the state. The package of bills will be put together entitled the Michigan Family Protection Act. The bill signing took place at the Royal Oak Public Library yesterday morning, specifically in the children's section of the library. Attendees included families who used surrogates in the in vitro fertilization using IVF to have their children. Across the room's brightly colored tiles, youngsters chased each other and laughed while they were waiting for the remarks to begin. Several strollers and infant carriers sat alongside the tables and on the bookshelves. A couple of banners were being held up, part of Reproductive Freedom in Michigan. Kind of interesting. Because one of the biggest parts of Michigan reproductive freedom is the right to an abortion. But this is a little bit of a different twist on the Democrats and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. One of the families standing alongside the governor at the event podium was the Myers family from the Grand Rapids area. The mother, Tammy Myers, discovered she could not conceive a child naturally when she was diagnosed with an aggressive form of breast cancer at age 33. In 2019, a woman agreed to be their gestational carrier. She carried twins for the Meyer family, but when they were born prematurely during the China virus pandemic, two local judges denied Myers and her husband legal rights over the infants as they were being treated in the neonatal intensive care unit at the hospital. While speaking to the Senate Civil Rights, Judiciary, and Public Safety Committee on March 7th, Myers said that the state's Medicaid program, which footed the bill for the twins and their care in the hospital, the reason they were forced to step in and cover the medical bills is because under the current laws, the couple whose actual embryos were implanted into the surrogate, they could not use their own health insurance for those medical bills, because they were not technically the parents of the two infants. For nearly 2 years, the Myers family was subject to psychological testing, home visits, counselor meetings to discuss their parenting plans, before they were finally able to legally adopt their own biological children. So just to get this picture straight, Tammy Myers, the mother, provided the eggs. Her husband fertilized the eggs. The embryos were implanted into a surrogate. And then something happened where they were born prematurely during the pandemic and not legally given the rights over the infants. Well, yesterday, Myers watched the governor and other speakers with tears in her eyes with her twins, along with her 11-year-old daughter standing by her side. Other speakers got up, spoke about their situation. One of them was Leah Zentek, who is actually a gestational carrier for her friend's two children without compensation. Her friend Alex had a congenital heart defect, making pregnancy an unsafe option for her and her family. She gave birth to their youngest son, Barrett, slightly 9 months ago. So ironically, what a wonderful way to celebrate 9 months in and 9 months out was the quote that Leah gave to the media. It was June 29th of 2023. I remember my views of joy watching Alex and Alan hold their son Barrett for the very first time. I also remember that for the entirety of his time in the hospital, Barrett's hospital bracelet said, "Baby Zentek, my last name." Well, I knew I was doing this for my friends and never once told the hospital staff to put my name on his bracelet. However, she went on to say, "Governor, your actions ensure that all children born through assisted reproduction and surrogacy will be treated equally under the law." Kind of interesting, the Democrats, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks from Grand Rapids, Stephanie Jones, founder of Michigan's Fertility Alliance, and State Representative Samantha Steckloff, Democrat from Farmington Hills, who were the lead sponsors behind the bill package. So now the ban is no longer in place. You can actually have a compensation agreement with people. You're not in a situation where you're going to be subjected to a $10,000 fine and a misdemeanor charge. So a little bit of a twist for the Democrats, including the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Being in favor of in vitro fertilization. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. LexSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for State Rep.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number two. A couple of text messages, comments coming in during the break for that last segment. They want to have baby factories so that they can harvest them just before they're born. Well, this isn't that type of scenario. These are actually people that want their own children. They have the ability to produce an egg and sperm, but they're not able to carry the baby full term. Health reasons of the mother looks like most of these examples in this story. Different forms of cancer, the mother having to go through chemotherapy or radiation treatments. There's other blood issues that were stated in the story. These are actually people who want their own children. They're just not able to carry them to term, and that's what these surrogates are being asked to do. Well, now, by signing these nine bills, it is a legal, recognized practice, and they're not going to be subjected to fines and even prosecution. The other component, now they can actually pay these surrogates for doing this for them. And it is a legal binding process. Parents who had a surrogate carrying their twins couldn't even have a say over the medical treatment, the expenses to cover the problems they had with the early pregnancy. Kind of an interesting twist on that story. But I've found it to be very interesting how the governor and these Democrats now all of a sudden appear to care about the children. Well, really, it's not about the children. It's about the surrogates. Women being able to be hired basically to perform this service for individuals. Just thought it was very interesting, caught my eye, thought it would be something you'd like to know about. One other short little story. While at the press conference, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brings said that she would love to see Michigan's parental consent law repealed. As she teased about more to come with additional protections. Brink's comments came following Governor Gretchen Whitmer's roundtable discussion with medical professionals, families, and others who discuss important issues surrounding reproductive health and freedom. Well, I would certainly love to see this pass, the governor said, regarding the repealing of parental consent. We understand that there are situations where people are in very difficult circumstances and may not be able to get permission from their parents. So we want to make sure that these people are protected as well. You're talking about these people. You're referring to minors, right? School-age children. They're not people. They're minors. They're not adults. The kids, the minors, belong to the parents. The biggest problem is, currently, a Michigan law prohibits someone from performing an abortion on a minor without first obtaining the written consent of the minor and at least one parent or guardian. With the passage of Proposal 3 in 2022, which enshrined the right to an abortion in Michigan's state constitution, thank you for those of you who voted for it, has set into motion efforts to change the state law regarding reproductive rights, including the parental consent laws, which the Lansing lawmakers approved back in 1991. Democrats have tried to eliminate the law, but so far have been unsuccessful. Back in October, Marketing Resource Group did a poll showing that Michigan voters support certain regulations, including parental consent for minors. And according to this poll, 52% of Michigan voters said the law needed to be repealed. What? Who in the heck did you poll? I want to see the methodology of this poll. I cannot believe that parents, well, maybe it wasn't parents. Maybe it was just Michigan voters, and many of whom weren't parents. Have no idea. Repealing parental consent. Well, this is going to be back on the table as soon as these two elections are finished up in Warren and Westland this month. Let's see if they get their two-seat majority back in the House and whether or not they ram this one through. Final hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or